Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure and honor to be here with you in Roma today for this important joint conference. Our joint participation at the event is a clear indication of our shared commitment to addressing the issues of climate change, agriculture, and food security for the sake of our sustainable future. And I am very thankful to the FAO for having given me the opportunity to share with you my views. Our neighboring countries, Latvia and Estonia, align themselves with this statement. Let me begin by commending the FAO efforts on climate change and its engagement in close collaboration with the other United Nations agencies and other stakeholders to facilitate policy dialogue in line with the Agenda 2030 and the Paris Agreement at global, regional, and national level, and to achieve greater policy coherence by increasing the capacity of governments to foster synergies in different policy areas. With the adoption of Paris Agreement on climate change and the 2030 Agenda on Sustainable Development, we took collective responsibility towards the entire planet for this and future generations for building a sustainable future and our commitment to act accordingly. We have a strong impetus for action and clear framework for moving ahead. The transition to resilient and more sustainable agriculture and food systems in the context of climate change is one of the main challenges ahead of us. As we all aware, climate change issues extend beyond national borders in the negative impacts of climate change on agriculture and agricultural production pose a serious growing threat to food security. On the other hand, agriculture is a major source of man-made greenhouse gas emissions, but on the other hand, it has unique potential in terms of possibilities to adapt to climate change and mitigates its effects. Taking into account the ongoing discussions on the future European Union Common Agriculture Policy, we will necessarily need to pay more attention to sustainable management of natural resources and climate action, which will continue to be among priorities for the CAP post-2020. I would like to highlight a few priority areas. First, we need to invest more and better in knowledge transfer and innovation with a view to produce more from less and to produce better. Particular attention should be paid to the development and implementation of innovative technologies in agriculture, focusing on climate smart agriculture and precise farming, which could bring about significant improvements in food security as well as resilience to climate change. Second, due attention should be paid not only to the funding of scientific research, but also to dissemination of its results and its adaptability to production. It is essential that not only scientists, but also farmers, companies, and consultants cooperate in the development of new solutions. Also, greater attention must be paid to the development of mutual support foundation in order to increase the involvement of farmers in the risk management process. Third, diversification could help farmers to better manage various risks in agriculture, but these activities should be individual and best suited to the local needs. As one of the possibilities for diversification, farmers could be involved in the sectors related to development of bioeconomy, such as production of bio-raw materials, processing of their biodegradable waste into products with added value. I could easily continue with more examples, but the point I want to make is the following. Firstly, sustainable use of our scarce natural resources and economic activity are not mutually exclusive. Lastly, farmers must be placed at the center of solutions to these issues and ensure that agricultural activity and environment performance meet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a challenging time for our sector, but only by working together and with the invaluable support of FAO, we can achieve our goals in overcome the effects posed by climate change. So let us turn aspiration into action and build food secure, sustainable and prosperous future for this and future generations. Thank you.